Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Did you hear a word in the scripture? Wonder. Wonder. What do you wonder about? What causes you to wonder? I think sometimes we get in the habit of forgetting to wonder. It's so easy to pick up the phone and to talk to Siri or look it up on the internet or go to Google or something and say, what? To find the answer. But maybe what we need to do is we need to wonder. I was getting my hair cut not too long ago, and my hair guy said to me, he knows what I do, and he said, how long did it take Mary and Joseph to get to Bethlehem? I'm like, I don't know. Let's look it up. He's like, no. Let's just wonder about it for a little bit. Let's just wonder how long it took. Well, after a little bit of time, I'm like, we got to look it up. We got to see how far. We think it took a week to 10 days for them to walk it. But think about it. How often do we wonder? The amazement that we come about when we wonder about things. The wonder in the eyes of a child when they see the sparkling lights for the first time. Seems to me that many of my contemporaries and friends are having grandchildren. Now, I don't need grandchildren. We just need, I at some point I want grandchildren, but right now, no. But the wonder of, as they put pictures on Facebook of their eyes of their grandchildren and of the grandparents' eyes that sparkle and wonder. So what do you wonder about in this world in which we live that is so scary at times? Violence happens even on Christmas Eve. There were people that were killed. How can we wonder? How can this make a difference? But you see, that's the same world that Jesus came into. The angel said, "Fear not." And Mary and Joseph believed. The angel said, "Fear not," and the shepherds believed. The angel tells us to fear not. Can we believe? Can we live and be in this world? Can our lives be changed by wondering and not fearing? Along our sanctuary, we filled it with manger scenes, creche scenes, with amazement and wonder. We can stand up and not fear. We can stand up and be what God is calling us to be. You see, on this most holy of nights, the world was changed. And we too are changed. Oh yeah, there's the mundane, everyday things that happen. There's the phone call you get from your organist that says, oh, I'm sick. And yeah, he is, and he needs to take care of himself. Now, I could have panicked, but I remembered the story. And I know that the Holy Spirit is holding us and filling us. So if we had music, which I'm glad we do, we sing better with music, but it all comes together. The wonder and amazement of this night. So in a little bit, when we hold up our candles of the Christ candle, look around, see that light, and wonder with amazement how God came into this world. And you know, God came into this world in the same violent world that we live in today. And God changed it. God sends us to change the world. Fear not, for behold, I bring you great tidings of good joy. Good tidings of great joy. Come to all people, for to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. So I invite you to live your lives that way. I invite you to live your lives in wonder and amazement, and to be changed because the light of Christ lives within us. Wonder.